We open with prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Do any of you know off the top of your head what John 11:35 is? What if I told you that it is the shortest verse in the Bible? Then how many of you know what it is? Yes? Quite a few of you? Okay, that's good. Yes, John 11:35 is the shortest verse in the Bible. Only two words. Jesus wept. But just because it's only two words doesn't mean that it doesn't have anything to teach us. Proverbs 30, verse 5, we read, every word of God has been refined. So this morning we look at these two little words and see what they mean for us in the context of Scripture. First of all, it means that it's okay to feel sadness and grief. Grief and sadness can make people uncomfortable. And a lot of times, in discussions with Christians, it may seem like they're giving us the impression that real Christians don't feel sadness. Real Christians don't feel grief. But God himself felt sadness. God himself felt grief. Consider what was going on here. Jesus is the Son of God. He has perfect faith. He never sinned. He was in constant communion with his Father, and yet standing at that gravesite of his friend Lazarus with Mary and Martha, seeing their grief, Jesus himself cried. If Jesus could feel grief and cry, it can't be a sin. When we see Jesus crying, we see God himself sorrowing. He didn't tell Mary and Martha to stop crying. He joined them in their grief. Isaiah 53:3 describes Jesus saying he was a man who knew grief and was well acquainted with suffering. He is familiar with our sadness. He feels our grief. When we feel sadness, it doesn't mean a lack of faith. That doesn't mean we wallow in sadness and sorrow our entire lives. But it is okay to feel sadness. The second thing we learn from Jesus wept is the fact that God is not distant and unemotional. That's a very popular belief these days, is that God is above everything but separate from the world. But that is not the case. When Jesus became fully human, he took on every aspect of our humanity. He took on all the sorrows, all the emotions that we feel. If Jesus had remained completely stoic and unfeeling at Lazarus' tomb, we might question that. But no, he felt emotions just as we do. God doesn't shout down from heaven for us to cheer up. God is with us here and now. He sorrows along with us and points us to a reason to rejoice. Hebrews 4:15 points out, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. He is able to sympathize with us. He feels with us. When we're grieving, Jesus grieves along with us as well. The third thing we learn from this text is that Jesus has sorrow, righteous sorrow, at just how broken this world is. Now, we aren't told specifically why Jesus cried, but the reason is related to sorrow over what sin has done to our world. Sin has made it So God's perfect design has been corrupted. We all have to deal with sorrows and death. Sin has made us imperfect so that we continue to sin daily, hourly, every minute of every day. It weakens our faith so that we don't see Him in every aspect of our lives. Jesus saw the pain that sin causes His people here on earth. Jesus' tears of sorrow for His friends, sorrow maybe over their lack of faith, but also anger at that last enemy to be destroyed, death. God grieves over the brokenness of this world. And after Jesus wept here, He continued on all the way to the cross to pay the price for that sin, to defeat death completely. His strength has overcome our sorrow. The last thing we can learn from this text, Jesus wept reveals that God's love for us isn't just general, it's personal. It's easy to say that God loves the world, but sometimes it's hard for us to have faith to understand that God loves me personally. God loves me completely, unconditionally. This verse can tell us that we're not just a number in God's heavenly database. God knows your name. He knows your story. Jesus said, every hair of your head is numbered. Jesus had a personal friendship with Lazarus and Mary and Martha. And Jesus has a personal friendship with each one of us. John 15:15, He says, I call you friends. Yes, Jesus wept is the shortest verse in the Bible. But that doesn't mean it doesn't have meaning for us. And it has value on us that we can meditate on. It means that it's okay to feel sadness. God sympathizes with whatever you're going through. He too feels sadness at the state of the world around us. And He loves that whole world. And more importantly, He loves you and I personally. So important, so loved us that He paid the price for all that sin and sorrow to ensure that we have a future where there will never be any reason to cry in heaven with Him. Let's sing of this in the words of hymn 692, both verses.